USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan Presidential Commission on the Supreme Court voted unanimously Tuesday in favor of approving their final report and sending it to President Biden's desk. Republican Karl Rove on Fox News says co-chairman Bob Bauer has no business being on the commission.
And rather than having a legal scholar with broad bipartisan respect, they put in, with all due respect to Mr. Bauer, whom I'm sure is an excellent lawyer, a political hack lawyer.
Regarding court packing, the report said, quote, no serious person in either major political party suggests court packing as a means of overturning disliked Supreme Court decisions, end quote. The United States says it's preparing strong economic and other measures over fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. After Presidents Biden and Putin spoke, in a video call, President Biden voiced concerns over Russian troop buildups near the border with Ukraine. Russia says it will not attack. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mark Meadows, former President Trump chief of staff, says he will no longer cooperate with the January 6th commission. Mr. Meadows on Newsmax.
To actually provide information that was non-privileged. I've been consistent from day one that the executive privilege that President Trump invoked was going to be honored. It's not mine to waive. It's his. He's claimed that privilege, and waiving that wouldn't be appropriate for me, certainly not as the first chief White House chief of staff to do that. But it's not Congress's ability to unilaterally suggest what it is and what it is not. So perhaps it's going to be decided now in the courts. In the meantime, they've been very very aggressive in their approach with us. Hopefully, they will understand that my accommodation and willingness to answer even now questions through interrogatories still exists. But they've rejected every attempt we've made to try to cooperate.
USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
As Russia continues to build up forces on the Ukrainian border, retired Major General James Marks tells CNN his assessment of the buildup.
Here it gives you an idea of where we are, and certainly Crimea, which was lost in 2014. This is what we're seeing right now. These areas right here contain about 175,000 troops. Again, reference of Crimea. What's taking place right now is in this particular area. This is a tremendous buildup of forces and logistics capabilities. What this type imagery indicates is these are staging areas, these are logistics capabilities, and then probably more importantly, this piece of imagery, when you look at this capability up here, and then you look at open areas in here, this is where logistics, where refueling and capabilities that would allow maneuver forces to achieve mobility in the offensive. So you see imagery like this, and there's reason to be concerned. This is what we're looking at now. From the previous graphic, when we saw the buildup of forces here, what this tells you from a military perspective, the area of interest for Putin is this area in here. It gives him an opportunity to achieve some significant maneuver capabilities to cut this off. What you wouldn't anticipate would be military operations that would go all the way to Kiev right now.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.